You're listening to KBPS Portland, the voice of the Portland Public Schools.
Good morning. The time is 11:02. I'm Sydney reporting live in the KBPS News Center on Summer Sound 2025. Rapper and KBPS alum Amine is honored with an honorary degree from Portland State University. From Coin 6, the Grammy-nominated artist received the degree last week, alongside civil engineer Al Barkley and drag performer Poison Waters. The university says, at Portland State, honorary degree is more than a tradition. They're a tribute to those who've inspired through intellect, artistry, or public service. Portland State University said in a press release on Monday. This year, Portland State University is excited to announce three outstanding recipients whose passion for the arts and dedication to public service have shaped Portland's unique spirit. Amine is set to embark on the Tour de Dance World Tour in support of his new album, 13 Months of Sunshine, with 40-plus shows all around the world, including a return of his Best Day Ever festival in Portland. Let's have a listen to his commencement speech, shall we?
I wouldn't shut up about my dreams. At first, I was going to be the next Kobe Bryant, at least until I stopped growing. For a year or two, I wanted to be a pro skateboarder. There was a poetry phase, a taekwondo phase, but I kept on failing and getting more and more embarrassed until finally I discovered music at Benson High School. We were in a radio program class, which honestly, no one was very interested in. I'm sorry, Mr. Naganuma. But they did have microphones, recording equipment, and YouTube. So we started freestyling as a joke, and in the process, I discovered the thing that felt most natural to me. But then I learned the importance of keeping my dreams to myself as a way to protect them and keep them sacred. And besides, this way, I didn't have to hear people tell me that I was crazy for thinking that a rapper would ever make it out of Portland. But this was always felt like a temporary reality. At least that was what was sustained for me when I was at PSU. I took marketing classes by day and spent most of my nights sneaking into the music school to work alone in the little piano rooms that they had there, recording song after song, trying to figure out exactly who I was and what I wanted to say. Nobody wanted to book me, so I organized my own show. I think the statute of limitations has passed where I can publicly admit that in my freshman year, I used my financial aid to pay for a concert that I headlined. I really did. In my defense, I was technically using my marketing skills to promote the party. Sometime in my fourth year, my songs began to get attention online. During finals week, an offer came in from YouTube for $2,000. I had a little more than a semester left, but I decided that I needed to drop out right then and there. In hindsight, it seems a little delusional, but I felt a genuine sense of calling. Something in me understood that this was the moment where I had to commit 100%. And if I failed, I could always finish my degree in the summer session to be determined later. My dad, let's just say, was not thrilled about that decision. When I played my first paid show ever at the advertising firm Wieden & Kennedy, he insisted that I bring them my resume. I did not bring them my resume. But about 5 months later, around Christmas time, I was able to take my family on a vacation to Hawaii, and I think that's when he understood that maybe this music thing might work out. And I needed to take that chance on myself. But still, to this day, 8 years later, barely a week goes by without him reminding me that I maybe should go back to school. And Baba, I swear that I still might. In the meantime, receiving this degree is better than any plaque or Grammy that I could ever receive. I'm eternally grateful to Portland State for providing me with the space and education that gave me the tools to pursue my dreams. This is where it all began. And now I've come full circle, and I can't help but feel this was the way it was supposed to be. Thank you.
From Variety, Brandy and Monica have announced their first ever co-headlining tour, The Boys Mind Tour. After featuring on Ariana Grande's 2024 album, Eternal Sunshine, the group will reunite on a 24-city arena tour named after their iconic 1988 hit, The Boys Mind, which spent 13 consecutive weeks at number one on the Billboard Hot 100. Quote, "This is really a full circle moment," says Brandy in a statement. "Monica and I coming together again isn't just about the music. It's about honoring where we came from and how far we've come. The Boys Mind was a defining chapter in R&B, and to share the stage after all these years later is bigger than a reunion. It's a celebration of growth, sisterhood, and the love our fans have given us since day one." Hold on. This has been Summer Sound News on KBPS. I'm Sydney. We're back with your weather forecast after this.
WorkSource Oregon Employment Department presents Your Career, Your Choice. Being able to speak another language can be a very valuable career skill. Many jobs pay higher wages to employees who are bilingual. And as our economy becomes more and more global, the demand for employees with some bilingual skills will grow. Currently, one out of every seven households in the country speak a language other than English. Companies need to provide services to these potential customers, and they need employees who can interact with them. So if you want to improve your worth to an employer, learn another language. Your career, your choice. A message from WorkSource Oregon Employment Department.
Sweetie, want some fruit?
You have to use the right tool for the job. A power drill is the wrong tool to slice fruit. Just like an antibiotic is the wrong tool to treat viruses, including colds and flu. Antibiotics are only needed for certain bacterial infections. When they aren't needed, antibiotics won't help you, and the side effects could still hurt you. Ask your healthcare professional when an antibiotic is the right tool and when it's not. Visit cdc.gov/antibiotic-use.
Portland weather.
The forecast for today is cloudy with a high of 86 degrees. Tonight, more clouds with an overnight low of 55 degrees. Tomorrow, we're looking at mostly cloudy weather with a high of 73 degrees. Right now, it's clear and 71 degrees in Vancouver. We have partly cloudy weather and 72 degrees in Hillsborough. And currently, it's clear and 73 degrees in the Rose City. Up next is Breakaway by Beach Boys.